Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Gustavo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissioner on Tuesday, August 20th? You are definitely going to vote. You are very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, or not at all likely to vote.
I'm going to vote.
You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, or somewhat likely.
I'm going to vote.
So we could say that you are definitely going to vote.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. With which political party are you registered?
A Republican.
Thank you so much. What is your main racial background?
What? What do you say? Can you repeat that again? I'm driving and probably my... Can you repeat that question,
please? Yeah, sure. No problem. What is your main racial background?
Spanish.
All right. Thank you so much. And what is your age?
66.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, Miami-Dade is going to be Miami-Dade always. I think it's okay for right now.
Okay, so you could say that it's going in the on the right direction.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? I'm going to read you a list, and please tell me for you what is the most important. Housing and property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, traffic and congestion, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, corruption in local government, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency. For you, what is the most important?
I will say the safe, you know, the crime, it should be, you know, enforced all the time.
Okay, thank you so much. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? You are definitely voting for the Democratic candidate, probably voting for the Democratic, leans likely to the Democratic candidate, or definitely voting for the Republican candidate, probably voting for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican?
I definitely gonna vote for Republican candidate.
For Republican, okay, thank you so much. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. And please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. For example, Alfonso Leon.
I was out of Miami for about 15 years. I just returned to Miami last year, so I don't know too many of the things, I mean, the candidate, but I will see. I don't know.
Oh, I got it. Well, if it's the same for us. if you have if you haven't heard of the candidate, or if you have no opinion, or if you know it and you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion, you can indicate
well. No opinion. It's okay.
Okay, thank you so much. What about Joe Sanchez?
I know him. I know. Yeah, I heard of him, yeah.
And for you, he's favorable or unfavorable?
I will say no opinion.
Okay, thank you so much. What about Fabian Basavi?
No opinion.
Have you heard?
Yeah,
thank
no,
you.
Not a...
Joe Carrojo?
Oh, yes. He's very good. I will definitely vote for him.
For you, is very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable. He helps a lot of the elderly people, and I have a faith of that. I know people who he helps. He comes to the old people building, he takes care of the old people, and believe me, he has already paid halfway to Holland with that. So I'm very favorable to Carolio, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, now, Daniela Levin Cava?
No. No.
For you, is very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very favorable?
Somewhere not favorable.
So we could say that for you, somewhat unfavorable.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And have you heard of Miguel Solomon?
I never heard of him.
Okay, thank you so much. Alex Diaz de la Portilla?
I will not opinion on that.
Okay, thank you. Vicky Lopez?
Never heard of her.
Eileen Higgins?
Never heard of her.
Donald Trump?
Donald Trump? Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, thank you so much. And Francis Suarez?
Very favorable, too.
Rosie Cordero Stotts?
Never heard.
Joe Biden?
Nope. Not favorable.
For you, is very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. Very.
Thank you so much. Maria Elvira Salazar?
Very favorable with her. I know her.
Thank you. Carlos Jimenez?
Very favorable. I know him too.
All right, thank you so much. You will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Joe Carrojo or Eileen Higgins?
Joe Carrojo, number one.
All right, thank you so much. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Alfonso Leon or Eileen Higgins?
Never heard from them.
All right, thank you. And the same questions, but in this case, would you vote for Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins?
Never heard from them either.
All right, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
I never heard from her, so no.
All right, thank you. You will now be given some statements about Eileen Higgins, and please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Well, during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million.
I never heard from her, so I will not vote for her.
And after hearing this statement, imagine that we are going to vote for her, or she is a candidate. Would you vote, or this is somewhat less likely for you to vote for her, much less likely, or somewhat more likely, much more likely, or it makes no difference for you?
Yes, but no difference, you know.
All right, thank you. And, well, since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. After hearing this, for you it is much less likely, somewhat less likely, or somewhat more likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
All right. So Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. After hearing that, the same options, you can tell me as well.
No difference.
All right, thank you. Well, Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the current big developers who are pushing out long-time residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. Again, after hearing that, for you it's much less likely, somewhat less likely, or maybe
not different.
Thank you so much. And, well, these are the two last.
How long is going to take this? Because
these are the last two questions or statements about this part, and then just a few demographic questions, and that could be everything for my part. Thank you so much. Well, I am going to read you just for quality purposes. Eileen Higgins said that she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. And again, you can tell me what is your opinion on this.
No difference.
Thank you. And the last for this part. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year.
No difference.
All right. Thank you so much. And one last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Joe Carroja or Eileen Higgins?
Joe Carroja.
Thank you so much. The same questions, but this time, would you vote for Alfonso Leon or Eileen Higgins?
Neither one.
Thank you so much. The same questions, but in this case, would you vote for Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins?
Neither one.
Thank you. Well, I'm now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
The last grade?
Yeah.
I was medical school in Cuba when I was young. That's it.
Oh, this is for 2-year degree or for 4-year degree or?
No, no. I was in the on a medical school to be a doctor. I only passed 3 years and then I came to the United States. I never finished.
Oh, so we could say that you have completed only to high school graduate, maybe.
Well, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And what is your national ancestry?
Cuba.
Cuba. All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Okay. And we have finished this survey. I really thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye. Have a good day.